In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, the weather is warm and the threat of freeze is abated, at least for now. But Director of Hendry County Extension Gene McAvoy says the risk for the producer is still as strong as ever.
Most growers are going to try and replant because the only way you're going to pay off those losses are to sell something eventually. And that's a danger as well, in that last year we saw earlier in the year when we had the freezes, everybody planted all at once. And we got into a glut situation, which was almost as devastating as the freeze.
So what's a grower to do?
That's a hard one because, you know, you almost have to have a crystal ball to predict, you know, who's planting what and, you know, are everybody going to try to jump into short-term crops like squash and cucumbers, beans, or are they going to plant back tomatoes? How much are they going to plant back? So it's a difficult one.
But not to get too ahead of ourselves, as McAvoy says, there are still some things a producer needs to take care of regarding the three December freezes.
What are the things you want to do if you have, you know, insurance or hope to get any disaster relief is document all your losses. Now, very important that you contact your insurance company, you contact the Farm Service Agency, you know, take lots of photographs, every which way that you can. Make sure you have all your bills for purchases of plants, fertilizer, chemicals, so you can document what you actually lost.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.